Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Railways, railroads, and trains as metaphors, part one. When rock guitarist Jeff Beck died in early 2023, I was reminded of a lovely song I found on YouTube some years ago of him playing and Rod Stewart singing, People Get Ready. Here are the lyrics. People Get Ready, Words and Music by Curtis Mayfield. People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's room for all among the loved and lost. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances are thinner, 'cause there's no hiding place from the kingdom's throne. And in the post I provide a link to the YouTube video. How does this relate to leading worship in church? Let's find out. Comments and questions. I saw Rod Stewart perform live at Athletic Park here in Wellington around 1979-80. His was one of the most memorable concerts I've been to because he engaged so well with the audience. He has a distinctive voice and a relaxed way of singing. He's also a skilled railway modeler. I really like Jeff Beck's guitar work on this recording. His solos complement the singing, are melodic and not flashy. His playing serves the song. Notice towards the end of the song how he modulates up a tone, which gives a boost and new life to the song, even as the band is playing out. How could you use this song in worship? Give the congregation the lyrics in print, in the order of service or on separate sheets, so they can see all three verses at once. You could ask the congregation to say the lyrics aloud as a reading. If you have an audiovisual system, play the YouTube video, or just play the audio through your sound system. Having played the song, ask the congregation to spend 5 minutes discussing the recording and the lyrics with people in the pews or seats next to them. What do they like? What were they surprised by? Did the visuals in the video help tell a story? How might boarding the train and the song relate to our spiritual faith journeys? What does the song teach or remind us about God's grace and how we should respond to it? Is there room for sinners in God's kingdom, the realm of God, or as John Dominic Crossan calls it, the dream of God? Why? At the end of the discussion time, ask people to share their thoughts and insights with the whole congregation. As worship leader, you should prepare some comments and insights of your own and be ready to share them. This could lead into your sermon. Key learning for worship leaders. Keep filling your mental worship kite or basket. Be open to new experiences, music, video, films, documentaries, art, and books. Be aware of what is happening in your communities and in the world, not just the headlines, but the underlying social trends. Then, when the time is right, you can draw from your kite a spark to illustrate the key message in your next service. You'll never be short of things to say when leading worship. See you next week. Nga mihi.